This is Here's Your Stories. This is another episode. I told you not to put your ears down, correct? Well, today's episode is called The Most Powerful of All. Get ready to hear some stories. Once upon a time, there lived a girl. She lived in France. So, she always wished to be the most powerful of all. She, at first, thought being a grown-up was what made people powerful. But no, she thought one day. Her favorite thing to do was tell stories. She could draw very well, and everything she did was fabulous. Until one day, she ran out of paper because there was a fire that burnt down all the trees, so it would take a longer time for paper to get to her town. So she wished she was fire. I wish I was fire. I would be the most powerful of all. But then she heard a voice. You wish you were the trees? You wish you were me? You can have a whip at it. Crack! She was a tree. She felt strong and, she was fire. She felt strong and blazing hot. And every time she blew, she would spread more and more and more. She burnt down trees, houses, and everything in her path. Until she saw something. A bucket of water happily splashed and made her go out. No, she cried. I wish I were the water. I wish I were the water. You wish you were the water? The water bucket said. Then I'll let you have a whip at it. Ooh, and there she was in a bucket of water. She was the water. She flowed. She set out the fire. She did good deeds, but she also flooded lands, flooded everything. But then she saw something and wished. We will get back to this story after a quick break. Do you like my stories? I hope you do. But guess what? There's more fun in store, not just on my podcast. Go to Bet You Don't Know These Jokes. Go to Birdie Calls. Go to Noah Name Yet. Go to Luke Says the Darndest Things. And go to all the other podcasts. Hope you enjoy them. Boo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Before we left off, we met a little girl who had just wished to be a bucket of water. But she wants to be something else now. What is it? And then she wished that she was the sun because the sun was evaporating her piece by piece. Help, she said. Sun, please, sun, let me be you. And without a word, the sun went, whoosh. And suddenly, she was the sun. She made people hot. She made plants dry. And everything she did was perfect. Until she found something. Can you guess what it was? It was the wind. The wind and the clouds. The wind blew her, blew her, blew her. All the way behind the cloud, and she hid there, sad and weak, until she wished, I wish I was the wind and clouds. And with that crack, 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 she was the wind and the clouds. She She blew and floated and floated and blew until she came to the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower stood straight and tall, smiling at the world, standing up as tall as it could go. "Huh, I can't go through it," she said. "What should I do? I wish I were you." And suddenly a voice rang out, "I am the Eiffel Tower. People call me the most powerful of all, but do you think I am? The truth is, you wind, you are."
"I am only the wind. I can't stand a chance towards you, the Eiffel Tower."
"Yes, but you as a child, you can draw pictures, write stories about all your adventures. Now go home, go as a child." And poof, she was a child again. She looked at her hands. She wrote a paragraph and then wrote another and another and another and then drew a picture. And finally, she ended up a story. And guess what it was? This story I just told you. Well, today's story, I really hope you enjoyed it. But don't put your ears down. There's more!